facts now from the Relationships Foundation. We're hearing from Tony there that he thinks that perhaps when it comes to second marriages, prenuptial agreements might have a place, but otherwise they shouldn't be the norm in Christian marriages. I wonder what you think.
Yes, good afternoon. And I think we would take certainly a similar view. We'd have a great deal of hesitancy about recommending them. I mean, we would be recommending relationships education on the way in, people talking a lot more about some of the issues that come up in marriage, finance, if and when you're going to have kids, and get those discussions happening earlier so you're much less likely to have problems later on in the marriage and have need to recourse to a prenuptial agreement.
You must have seen, though, Peter, through your experience, couples who have had prenuptial agreements and how much easier it makes a situation, presumably, should the marriage break down. No one goes into a marriage thinking that it'll break down, but if it does, doesn't the safety net make things simpler?
Well, I think that's one of the questions. One is, they're not valid here in the UK, certainly in terms of legally binding, and I was a lawyer in my past life and had recourse to be in the domestic courts and matrimonial courts, and it's certainly one of the most difficult cases to deal with, and it's very bitter often, these separations. But again, do prenups fix all of that? The experience from the US and other places suggests not. Circumstances change, people have kids. How can you make a prenup to cover all these different eventualities? And often they're just seen as a loose guide. And still many of the cases end up in court with people saying, well, what happens? We didn't anticipate having this many kids or this many assets, or our situation has changed, and therefore the prenup doesn't really help us. So does it really fix the problem? I don't think so.
Tony, your view then is that in second marriages it may be useful. Do you not think, because the main argument against this for Christians, of course, is that if you go into any marriage with a prenuptial agreement, you're admitting the chances of failure before you start, whether it's a first marriage, a second marriage, or a third marriage. That can't be helpful.
Indeed, it isn't helpful, but nevertheless, we're not perfect people. And people get married with a number of insecurities and fears and uncertainties. That's just part of who we are, and most couples have got some sort of emotional baggage when it comes to getting married. But if a couple comes to me for marriage preparation and they start talking about prenups, it rings warning bells for me, because I want to say, actually, what's driving you to that? Is it that you haven't got trust in the person you're about to marry, in which case let's look at that as the root issue, or have you got insecurities about your own value or worth as a marriage partner? So a prenup for me would indicate that there are some deeper levels that need exploring before marriage.
Catherine, so much when divorce happens is based around money and the division of assets and that kind of thing. Again, you must have been in situations where you've seen prenups be useful.
Actually, I stopped practicing as a solicitor quite a few years ago now. So I haven't got personal experience of that. But certainly the Centre for Social Justice have produced a family law report recently, and they talk about some of the advantages of prenups. And one of them is they say that it forces what they call intentionality. So enabling couples to really think through all the possible future aspects of their relationship together. And I think, you know, that is one aspect of it where I suppose they could be useful. And another one is that cited in that same report is they talk about the fact that fewer people are marrying these days. And one of the reasons for that is the lack of certainty around financial settlements. And again, that's a disincentive to marriage. So if people think maybe they can tie that up first, it might encourage them to marry and then learn about commitment and trust.
So would you advocate something along the lines of, because it's interesting what you say about the potential of prenuptial agreements almost encouraging marriage, almost making people feel that they could get married where perhaps they wouldn't before. Should we go down the line of perhaps if everybody, perhaps if you had to have a prenuptial agreement before you went into marriage, then it's not necessarily an issue of trust because everybody has to do it. And then maybe there is a safety net, which will mean people might be more willing to marry.
I'd love everyone to do marriage preparation, actually, rather than sign a prenup. And in terms of doing marriage preparation, you know, talking together about how you're going to work your finances, what roles you're going to adopt, what your expectations are of marriage together, I think that would achieve more really than a prenup in a much better way.
Peter, what about this idea that prenuptial agreements could encourage marriage? People might feel more comfortable to get involved in marriage.
Well, we do some work with the Centre for Social Justice on how many things we would agree, but that's one where they've drawn a conclusion we're not so sure about. There are, in fact, I mean, as you've noted, less people getting married, but there are also less people getting divorced. Mm. And it seems that those getting married are taking it more seriously now. And so perhaps we don't need prenups. In fact, we'll notice some changes now that people entering into marriage have thought about it, are more likely to maybe get some relationships education. They're waiting later to get married, and therefore people are taking a very conscious decision. And maybe that's less likely, and it seems the trend is now less likely to lead to divorce. I mean, one of the things that's happening in the States is now you don't just have prenups, you have postnups. So people start renegotiating as soon as they're married. And where do we draw the line? I can understand what Tony's saying about second marriages, but if you're going to have the law, it would need to apply to all marriages, I think. And then are people going to renegotiate later in their marriage? And it becomes a contract. And people are like two parties in a contract negotiation, not a covenant.
Do you think a Christian should be wary of somebody who does suggest a prenup? Because there's a lot of discussion in the Premier community about this, and that's exactly one of the questions which has come out of discussions, and that is that if someone does kind of start talking about prenups, then you should be wary of their commitment.
Well, it's interesting. All three of your guests have said relationships education is key. We need to think about things in advance. So it is important to talk about money. It's important to talk about whether you're going to have kids, those kind of issues. So I think that is good. But if you say we need to contract about that, we need to somehow put that on paper and have that as some sort of detailed agreement, that would raise my red flags and begin to think that might be a problem. But the idea of talking about things in advance is great. And one of the things we haven't done as a church is support that and do that well. So that's the first step that we all seem to be agreed on. Better pre-marriage counselling, better relationships education in advance.
Tony, should a Christian run a mile from a potential marriage partner who insists on a prenup?
Perhaps not run a mile, but it should cause them to pause and think. We've occasionally come across one fiancé that is almost bullying the other person into some sort of agreement, not necessarily about a finances, but about what their expectations are of marriage. And I don't think there's any place for that in Christian lead up to marriage. There ought to be a seeking mutuality of understanding. So not run a mile, but pause and just think a little.
Well, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to all our guests this afternoon.